You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. Part of the weekend was spent watching football for an awful lot of people. I don't know. Did you watch either of those games yesterday?
I watched a total of maybe 8 minutes between both games. I did not watch a lot of it. In fact, I was getting irritated last night because Nick Nack and my son were watching it and they were being too loud and I was trying to sleep. I was like, shh.
Yeah.
Settle down.
So we know who's in the Super Bowl now. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs going back. They're making a habit of it. They will now have been in 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls.
Oh, well,
so they know their way to the championship game. So,
does this mean we get to see more Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? God, I hope so.
Oh, boy, Jer, that's all you're going to see.
I saw they were making out on the field. I did see those pictures at the end of the game. Tay-Tay was out there, and they were...
They are a happy couple, I guess.
The most interesting news story I saw floating around this weekend was the guy who back in August got a tattoo on his arm of the Super Bowl trophy, and it said Lions 2024 on it. And he made a prediction. He just had a feeling that they were going to go all the way, and they got so close. And now this jack wagon is making news today because they're like, well, now what are you going to do with your big tattoo on your arm? He's like, well, I'm just going to cross out the 4 and make it a 5. You idiot.
Well, you know what? They're a good young team, so there's a chance I'll be right back in the same position next year. But you got the Chiefs. You got the 49ers. I would predict that this is going to be one of the top 3 most viewed Super Bowls simply because of that Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce angle.
Be.
I mean, as much as in, believe me, please don't send us hate texts. Don't take it out on us. I mean, it is.
It is what it is. Who cares?
It's a thing. I'm like you. I'm kind of tired of it all, but America apparently is
it's entertainment.
Not tired of it enough. So
it's
whatever.
Entertainment, you guys. Guess
it's
what? You still have to get up and go to work today. It's just entertainment.
Just let it be.
Did you see that stat out this morning about how many people like don't even know who's playing the game until they turn it on? They're like, who's playing?
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
That'd probably be me if it wasn't for this job.
There's all sorts of stats out about the parties that'll be going on. You know, Usher's doing the halftime show.
Yeah.
That's not going to hurt the... You know, viewership either. You got a couple of good teams. You got some celebrities. You've got Usher.
Reba McEntire's doing the national anthem. Hewie. Good times.
A lot going on. Hey, speaking of games, a big game at the ballroom tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are in town to play the Nuggets. That actually should be a really good game. Tip-off is at 7 if you want to go catch some round ball. An incredibly slow weekend at the movies. The Jason Statham silliness called The Beekeeper took the number one spot, but Jeremy, with only $7 million.
Oh my God, that is bad.
The Mean Girls reboot was number 2. They say overall, it was like the slowest week at the box office in about 2 years.
Yeah.
So I guess they just don't put out any big movies in late January.
I guess not, yeah.
If I'm a studio, I start looking at that, it's like, man, I would have no competition. I'm guaranteed to clean up if I put out one of my biggies,
Time
say,
for
late
another
January.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Something like that. I found this list kind of funny. It's a website that put together what they say are the best cartoon characters of all time. So here's my question, because I was writing up a piece about this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this based on? Is it based on popularity? Is it based on the amount of money it's made? Is it based on merchandise sales? What? Because they put Mickey Mouse at number 1.
Probably the most iconic.
Yeah, but the thing that went through my head was... Yes, it's the symbol for Disney, brings in trillions of dollars, iconic, like you said. However, do you know any kid, and obviously there are exceptions, who would say, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to sit down and watch a Mickey Mouse cartoon? Not really. I mean, kids watch Scooby-Doo, you know, they want stuff like that. As a kid, I don't remember any of my friends watching Mickey Mouse cartoons.
No.
So, as far as a corporate symbol, yeah, it would be number 1.
Yeah.
They put Bugs Bunny number 2, and then they put the entire Simpsons family at number 3.
Oh, of course. That's a good one.
SpongeBob SquarePants number 4.
See, yeah. I mean, that's in heavy rotation at my house. It's the most annoying cartoon on the planet, too.
Yeah, these are the ones that actually get watched. So they're not just corporate icons. Well, they are.
Big City Greens is the other one. Big City Greens and SpongeBob.
That one.
Yeah, it's a Disney.
What's Big City Greens?
It's a Disney thing.
Mm. Scooby-Doo was number 8, and Snoopy and Charlie Brown, number 9. So there's that. And now, if you're planning on going skiing anytime soon, here's a cautionary tale. There's a lady who was skiing. I believe she's from, I think, somewhere in South America. I'll have to do a double check on that. And she was at Lake Tahoe doing some skiing, but instead of skiing down, she decided to take the lift back down. So she got in one of those gondola things and was coming down just as they shut everything down for the night. The crew didn't know that she was up there, so they shut it all down and everybody went home. So now you've got this woman who's stuck up on a gondola up above this ski run.
Hello, anyone?
Yeah, so that's the thing. She did not have her cell phone. And she said she was opening, you know, the door thing to it and yelling until she lost her voice. Nobody heard her.
Oh, man.
She spent the night up there. Her friends reported her missing, but everyone's like, we don't know where she is. And it wasn't until they turned the lifts on the next morning that she came down and they were like, oh my God, there's a woman in here.
How long have you been in there?
They called out firefighters, paramedics, but she did not go to the hospital. No word yet on if anyone's been fired, but man, oh man, how long do you think we have to wait until we hear the word lawsuit?
I know. I guess there was a little survival kit in there and she didn't even know about it.
She didn't know it was there.
She could have had a snack. She could have had a granola bar and a bottle of water.
Anyway, so what a fun way to spend the night. What else is trending?
Well, listen to this nonsense that was floating around this weekend. Tons of pictures when two protesters threw soup. I'm going to go out and throw some soup at the iconic Mona Lisa in Paris over the weekend. The thing is protected by a thick old layer of glass, so obviously it was not damaged. They had shirts that wore food that said food counterattack on them, protesting the pay and living conditions of French farmers. So they went out and wasted soup.
Okay.
They said that painting is valued at about $1 billion. My God. There's no way they're going to be. I bet that thing is so bulletproof and fireproof and everything. God, it's got to be just.
There's an interesting documentary.
Airproof.
The maintenance that they do on all of these old paintings and stuff.
Really?
It's pretty crazy.
Really?
Pretty
crazy. Did you see the pictures? I couldn't decipher what kind of soup it was.
I read something because I heard it was pumpkin
maybe.
Soup.
Was it pumpkin soup? Okay.
That's what I read.
Well, I'm not too mad at that then. I'd probably throw pumpkin soup myself. Yuck. Go for tomato.
Yeah, it was. It was pumpkin soup.
Oh, no wonder they're pissed. Yuck. Here's Jer on sports. Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, it's almost here. And DiGiorno is bringing back its Doink Challenge. I guess you got to go online and sign up for the DiGiorno Doinks Challenge, and you can receive a free pizza if the football hits the goalpost during the big game, creating the famous Doink sound.
That's fun, though.
Jer on sports.
Good for them.
Hey,
is that really sports, Jer? That's more like
Jer on sports. That's Jer on sports right there. Doink. Alyssa Milano stepped in it over this weekend. She started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for her 12-year-old son's baseball team. Here's the thing, though. She's a multimillionaire. She's been in Hollywood for about 40 years. Her husband is the head of some creative arts agency. She drives a $200,000 Porsche with a $14,000 custom paint job. So the internet really let her have it over the weekend. Like, why are you doing this? She did a follow-up tweet and saying, well, you know, I've paid for the uniforms, I've thrown birthday parties, I'm sponsoring some of the kids, I do movie nights, but please donate to my GoFundMe page.
So if you have a lot of money, you can't ask people to participate a GoFundMe. Is that the rule?
I think so. She was asking for 10 grand.
What's the dollar amount cutoff before you're no longer allowed to ask other people to help?
I think if you're a multimillionaire, it does look a little bad to say, hey, can you fund my kid's baseball team as you drive away in your $200,000 vehicle? It's a little tacky. It's a little tacky. Tacky, tacky. What else is going on? Justin Timberlake did officially announce his world tour on Saturday. And also on Saturday Night Live, he debuted his new single called Sanctified. And I posted it on our Facebook if you want to watch it. It's actually pretty darn good.
Is that different from the one we played the other day?
Yeah, what was the one the other day? No, there's another
selfless
S one. Selfish.
Or selfish, which is it?
Self-checkout. I think it was self-checkout. It was a song about going to the grocery store.
So this one's called Sanctified.
And
are we going to play it this morning?
It's got fat beats. I don't know. I didn't get it emailed to me yet, so I don't know. We might have to do it off YouTube. But it's off of Saturday Night Live, so it's not the highest quality. Hey, did you see the popcorn? I'm surprised there weren't more people at the movie theaters this weekend. Did you see the Dune 2 popcorn bucket that's making the rounds this morning?
It's like a sex toy.
It's a bucket that has a plastic cover that's supposed to look like the mouth of a sandworm. If you're familiar with it, with the movies, it's kind of like all... I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, it looks like a male sex toy. And everyone's tweeting out pictures of this thing online. And you know some guy did it. You know. Some guy was like, eh? When he got home? Eh?
Or after the story, it'll give a bunch of guys the idea.
Yeah. So there's a picture of that on our Facebook, too, if you want to check it out. And then the U.S. Department of Defense has released a report implying that America would not be prepared to deal with a space invasion, Dom. We do not have a clear plan or coordinated method to deal with UFOs if they were to attack us.
Well, I beg to differ. We have Ender. Ender will save us.
Who's Ender?
Look it up.
I don't want to look it up. Is that David Duchovny?
No.
Oh.
Ender was a book and then later a movie.
Oh,
mostly
okay.
A book.
All right.
Ender's Game. Very classic tale about saving the Earth from an alien attack.
Ender. I was thinking Will Smith, but I'll look that up. All right. Clickbait? Yes, let's do that.
Clickbait.
We have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this story and pictures and video out this morning of these gas stations / convenience stores in northern Kentucky that have installed big red buttons in their bathrooms with a sign saying, do not push this button. And there's like a little mascot over it, like winking. And when you do, it turns the bathroom into a dance club with lights and a disco ball and music. And now they've gone viral because people are partying in the potty, man. That looks kind of fun.
We thought there was already urine sprayed all over the place in the men's room. Wait till people are dancing.
Watch out now. Water wiggles for everybody. Woo! Check out the link. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.